This is episode 487 of the Prepper Website Podcast, where I connect you with resources that will help you live a more self-reliant life so you can love your people, get prepared, and live free. Today's article, Cayenne Pepper, Health Benefits and Home Remedies. Hey, I'm Todd Sepulveda, the editor of PrepperWebsite.com. This podcast is an audible version with some commentary of articles that have been posted on Prepper Website, a daily curation of preparedness information. These articles are some of the best that have been recently posted on PrepperWebsite.com. All article links and show information can be found on the PrepperWebsitePodcast.com. Hey guys, this episode is sponsored by Audible. Now, Audible Books allows you to listen to the best books when you are on the go. I love to listen to podcasts and audiobooks while I stay busy doing other things. And just like my podcast app, Audible's app makes it really easy to manage your audiobooks and pick up where you left off. Right now, Audible is offering 5 free audiobook downloads when you join Audible for a trial period. That is an awesome deal. So if you have been on the sidelines, don't delay and take advantage of this offer. You might even want to see if your favorite apocalyptic fictional author has a new book out. So for more information, click on the link in the show notes or go to theprepperwebsitepodcast.com/audible. Also, I want to let you know that I have released the week's Weekly Watchmen, Weekly Watchmen Prepper News and Current Events. And so for those of you that might be new to the podcast, talk a little bit about this every week. I listen to prophecy teachers, Bible prophecy teachers, and one of the big benefits that I've realized from them is that they talk about current events that other people don't talk about. So definitely that you're not getting them from the mainstream media, and even the alternative news outlets don't always talk about everything. And some of these guys are listened to by people all over the world. So they are feeding them things that are going on in their country and in their nations and things that you don't always catch. It would be very hard for one person to catch all of these things. But they have, you know, people just sending them things from all over the place. And you hear the current events of what's going on, which is important for preppers, because we are so global that what happens in one part of the world can affect us and cause waves in our part of the world, right? And so it's very important, one way to stay up to date on what's going on. So even if you're not a believer, I think that there is some real big advantages to listening to these prophecy updates just for the current events information that they have. And so I'm linking to the most recent one. I just released it this evening when I'm recording this podcast. And so I will link to it in the show notes. So if you're interested, you can come and check that out. At least I would listen, look at, listen because I listen to the YouTube videos. I don't watch them. I would listen at least to the first two. And I think that you always get a lot of benefit from those. So like I said, I'm going to link to it in the show notes, and hopefully you'll find a little bit of value from them. All right, so let's go ahead and jump to our article of the podcast. I got to tell you, I really like this one. This one has a lot of value, and I know that I'm kind of biased. I mean, I really like all the articles that I share on the podcast, but this one is one that I think everyone should really pay attention to, because you're talking about something that you can easily grow in your garden or even in a potted plant, right, on your patio, and it has a lot of health benefits for you. So I want to talk a little bit about that. Well, actually, I want to read this one and then talk just very briefly at the very end, just some of my experiences. But again, the title is Cayenne Pepper, Health Benefits and Home Remedies. There's a lot of great information packed into this article. It's coming to us from newlifeonahomestead.com. And so let's go ahead and jump into it. I think you're going to enjoy this one and maybe hopefully learn something new. Cayenne pepper, health benefits, and home remedies. When I was a kid, I can recall my mother constantly using a red powdery substance in her beverages and on her food. It always looked like she was in pain when she took a sip or a bite. I asked her what she was doing, and she told me, "I'm using cayenne pepper to keep my heart healthy and lose weight." At the time, I was just a kid, so I just brushed it off. Plus, who on earth wants to eat super hot pepper powder? Well, It turns out that we all should be adding a little cayenne to our food because the health benefits of this hot pepper powder are amazing. I say powder because most people prefer to use cayenne pepper in powder form. It can be taken in capsules or sprinkled on food. If you want a really hot cup of tea, stir some of the red powder into your mug. Anyway, as I got older, I seemed to inherit the family gene of high cholesterol. Not fun. I was only 24 years old when I was told that my total cholesterol numbers were through the roof. My LDL was shockingly high. I refused to take statin drugs at such a young age. For me, having my liver have to deal with that type of medication was simply not an option. So I looked to other means. I remembered my mom using cayenne pepper for heart health and thought that I'd give it a try myself. I've got to say that using cayenne pepper, eating right, exercising, and staying at a healthy weight can really make a difference in total cholesterol levels. Now, cayenne pepper's health benefits don't stop with heart health either. These little red peppers pack quite a punch in the good health realm. And get this, you don't have to take cayenne pepper in ways that'll make smoke come out of your ears. For some reason, my mother was a glutton for punishment. She always felt the need to add the pepper to her tea or on top of rice and consume it straight up. Who knows, maybe she truly liked the feeling of her mouth burning. However, if you do not, you can take cayenne pepper in an encapsulated form. Personally, I'm a bit like my mom and enjoy using it in foods, but not as a seasoning. I like to cook with cayenne pepper by adding it to soups and stews. If you are using a high quality cayenne pepper that is organic, you only need a pinch of the powder because it is hot. I made the mistake of adding an entire tablespoon to a soup once and nobody in my family could eat it. So let's talk about the nutritional aspects of cayenne pepper for a moment. Cayenne is a shrub that originally grew in Central and South America. Now, cayenne grows in both subtropical and tropical climates. Cayenne chili peppers, also known as Capsicum fruticans, are long pods of hollow fruit that are typical red, but some are known to be yellow and orange as they ripen. Cayenne chili peppers, also known as Capsicum fruticans, are long pods of hollow fruit that are typical red, but some are known to be yellow and orange as they ripen. Cayenne peppers come from the genus Capsicum, which is an herb. Fruit from capsicum plants are used in medicinal ways. Cayenne peppers also contain vitamin C, vitamin B, vitamin E, potassium, manganese, and flavonoids. There are many powerful antioxidant properties in cayenne peppers. I know it may seem weird that a hot little chili pepper can have such a big impact on your health, but it can. If there ever comes a time when everything in the world is going crazy and we don't have access to medicine, I'm making sure that I have an arsenal of cayenne pepper powder in my medicine box. So there's like 19, 20 actually, 20 different ways that cayenne pepper helps that she's going to talk about briefly here. So let me go ahead and start reading those. The first one is calming effects. Did you know that cayenne pepper has an anti-irritant properties? Even though it is a hot pepper, it has the ability to soothe an upset stomach, calm ulcers, ease the pain associated with sore throats, quiet coughs, and settle the symptoms of diarrhea. It also stops a stuffy nose. If you are dealing with congestion from stuffed up sinuses, you can count on cayenne pepper to bring you the relief you seek. The common cold, flu, and allergies don't stand a chance against cayenne pepper because it encourages the breaking up and expelling of mucus that is making you stuffy. It also blasts away fungus. Because cayenne pepper contains K-1 compounds, they have the ability to significantly suppress 16 different fungal strains. These antifungal properties were tested on animals in vitro and proved to be completely non-toxic to their cells. Also, say goodbye to migraines. So we know that cayenne pepper is pretty hot on the taste buds, right? Some researchers think that if we consume the pepper and experience pain in another part of the body, that we won't feel our migraines anymore. It sounds a little far-fetched, but definitely worth trying. And so I've heard that before as well, and not because of the pain that it causes, but because of the blood circulation that starts to flow in your body. And that's one of the reasons why the migraine, it helps the migraines. Okay, so continuing on, number five is helps you to digest your food. It has been known for quite some time that cayenne works as a digestive aid. It causes the digestive tract to increase the flow of enzyme production and gastric juices. In response, your body is better able to metabolize your food and toxins within your system. If you suffer from gas and bloating, cayenne pepper can bring you relief by stimulating intestinal peristaltic motion. Then there's anti-redness. Again, it is hard to believe that cayenne peppers can help with irritation due to them being such a hot, spicy food, but they can. The properties within cayenne make it a wonderful herb for a slew of chronic and degenerative ailments. Number seven, produces more spit. You read that right. Cayenne pepper helps you to produce more saliva. No more dry mouth for you. In order to achieve proper digestion, you need ample amounts of saliva. Your oral health depends on saliva too. It combats blood clots. If you are dealing with atherosclerosis, cayenne pepper can help by stimulating fibrinolytic activity, which means it decreases the formation of clots within the blood. When you aren't susceptible to blood clots, your chances of having a heart attack or stroke are significantly reduced. It has detoxifying properties. Having a healthy circulatory system is vital. Cayenne helps stimulate circulation by increasing the pulse of your lymphatic and digestive rhythms. Cayenne heats the body, therefore streamlining the natural detoxification process. You might find yourself beginning to perspire as you eat cayenne, which is another way your body cleanses itself from toxins. It's a joint pain reliever. Because cayenne is extremely high in a substance called capsaicin, chemical messages are sent from your skin to your joints, which leads to pain relief. It's an excellent preservative. Did you know that cayenne has an antibacterial property? Traditionally, cayenne has been used to prevent food from becoming contaminated with bacteria. It also helps you live longer. Say what? Yep, you read that right. Cayenne promotes longevity. A study of over 500,000 people found that those who consume spicy foods have a 14% chance of living longer than those who do not. Regular consumption of cayenne peppers reduces a host of health ailments, therefore promoting longevity. It can also help you lose weight. According to researchers at the Laval University in Quebec, consuming cayenne pepper in the morning during breakfast helps reduce the appetite for the rest of the day. Taking in less calories encourages weight loss. Also, cayenne increases metabolism and helps the body burn excess fat. It helps you to have a healthy heart. Studies have shown that capsaicin can improve heart arrhythmias and encourage better blood flow to the cardiovascular system. Number 15 is tell that toothache to hit the road. Some folks have found that applying a bit of cayenne to an afflicted tooth brings pain relief to the area. It works well topically. There has been some research that has shown cayenne to work well on insect bites, rheumatism, and wounds when made into a poultice and applied topically. It adds spice to your food. Now, this purely depends on your taste buds, but cayenne pepper is quite beneficial in the kitchen. It brings spice to your otherwise bland meals. It can treat psoriasis. In two different trials, cayenne pepper was effective in treating psoriasis when made into a cream. Number 19, it may fight against cancer cells. Some studies have suggested that capsaicin may have the ability to inhibit the growth of cancer cells, particularly in prostate cancer sufferers. And the last one is, it is an anti-inflammatory agent. If you're dealing with allergies or any other type of inflammatory illness, cayenne pepper can help relieve your symptoms. So here are some interesting facts about cayenne pepper. Because cayenne pepper originated in Central and South America, it was named after the capital city of the French Guiana, Cayenne. Seeds of the cayenne pepper have been found on the floors of ancient caves where humans once lived and in fossil feces. This proves that folks were eating cayenne peppers as early as 7000 BC. The people who live in the Hunza in Asia tend to eat a lot of cayenne peppers and they live to be over 100 years old. Many people say it is due to the anti-inflammatory and natural immune boosting properties of cayenne peppers that they eat on a daily basis. Another interesting fact is that cayenne pepper was seen growing in Hawaii during the late 1800s. They were smaller and a lot more potent, and people called them the Hawaiian chili peppers. So there are many ways you can use cayenne pepper in your daily life. If you're experiencing any sort of health ailment, you may want to see if cayenne pepper can bring you relief. Fortunately, you don't have to grab one of these little chili peppers and start munching on it like a carrot. That may be a tad bit uncomfortable. Below, you'll find a few health remedies using cayenne pepper for common health problems. So here's the toothache remedy. The ingredients: 1 tablespoon of powdered cayenne pepper, 1 pint of aged whiskey, and a glass jar and a lid. So here's the directions. Place the cayenne pepper and whiskey into the jar, put on the lid, and shake. Allow the mixture to sit for 2 weeks, making sure to shake it every day. After 2 weeks, strain the liquid into another glass jar or bottle and store in a dry, dim cabinet. The way you use this is by placing 5 to 7 drops of the mixture onto a cotton pad and put it directly on the afflicted tooth. You can repeat this process until the pain subsides. Cayenne is an anti-irritant and increases blood flow, therefore helping pain to decrease. You can use it as a skin and joint remedy. So the ingredients: 3/4 cup of coarsely chopped cayenne peppers, 2 1/4 cup of extra virgin olive oil, a double boiler, fine mesh strainer, and dark glass bottle. So here are the directions. Place the chopped cayenne pepper and olive oil in a double boiler pot. Fill the bottom of the double boiler with water and bring to a simmer over low heat. Let the mixture simmer on the stove for around 3 hours. Remove the mixture from the heat and let it cool to room temperature. Strain through the fine mesh strainer into a darkly colored bottle. Store in a cool, dark place. So to use this, you want to rub the mixture into the skin to encourage healing or directly into the joints. You may use this natural pain reliever up to 3 times a day. This remedy works because cayenne pepper increases blood circulation, speeds up healing, and decreases inflammation. It is also known to desynthesize nerve endings. If you suffer from skin conditions like eczema or psoriasis, this remedy may bring you relief. All right, to use it as a digestive aid remedy, here are some of the ingredients that you'll need: 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 1 cup of water, cheesecloth or a mesh strainer. Here are the directions. You add the water to a small saucepan and get it good and boiling. Once boiling, add the cayenne pepper powder and stir. Turn the burner off and remove the pot from the heat. Allow the mixture to steep until cool enough to drink. Strain the liquid into a mug through a cheesecloth or mesh strainer. Drink immediately. To use this, you can drink it up to 3 times a day as needed with food. Many people find that drinking this tea on an empty stomach causes irritation. For centuries, folks have been using cayenne pepper to treat digestive problems like upset stomachs, ulcers, and indigestion. So you can use it as a wound remedy. The ingredients would be coconut oil and cayenne pepper powder. The directions: until just warm, heat 1 part coconut oil and 1 part cayenne pepper powder in a small saucepan. Stir the mixture until evenly incorporated. Allow the poultice to cool. To use this, apply directly to the affected area on your skin and secure in place with a gauze pad or a bandage. Add more poultice throughout the day to keep the area moist. Reapply every day until the wound heals. If needed, you can replace the coconut oil with olive oil. If you have a serious wound, consult your doctor before self-treating with this remedy. Did you know that cayenne has been used for decades in expediting wound healing and reducing bleeding? So how to use and cook with cayenne pepper? Fortunately, cayenne pepper can be found all over the world, including the United States. Any farmer's market, grocery store, or health food store should have these peppers. You may not always find them fresh, but it is almost certain you will find capsaicin in its powdered form. Now, you'll get the most health benefits from fresh cayenne peppers, but powdered pepper still gives you powerful health benefits. As you peruse the produce aisle at your local grocery store, look for raw, fresh chili peppers that are bright red and have healthy stems. You don't want to see any mold spots. Feel the peppers in your hands. Does it feel firm? Does it look healthy? If so, put it in your basket. Once you get home, store the peppers in a plastic bag in your fridge. They should keep for up to a week. Another way to purchase chili peppers is in dried form. Many health food stores and supermarkets will have dried chili pepper in their stock. You can store these peppers in a container and place them in a cool, dark place as they are shelf stable. I like to buy dried cayenne peppers and mill them at home into a fine powder. You can also purchase cayenne powder in your store spice and seasoning aisle. If you can, go for organic peppers. Get creative in using cayenne peppers for culinary purposes. You can spice up your drinks, make sauces and chutneys, or even use the peppers in your pickling. Always wash the peppers before using them in your food. You don't want them transferring any bacteria or pesticides to your meals. Again, choose organic if possible. If you are working with dried or powdered cayenne, simply add it to your meals for a healthy kick of spice. I like to add cayenne pepper to meat dishes, pastas, scrambled eggs, cooked veggies, and even as a seasoning on nuts and popcorn. Always start slow with cayenne pepper. I suggest using 1/8 of a teaspoon, tasting, and adding more as you go. Cayenne pepper is very hot. A wonderful way to get cayenne pepper into your body for health purposes is by mixing it into a drink. Warm up a mug of water, not too hot, and add lemon juice, honey, and a pinch of cayenne pepper powder. Stir and drink quickly. I like to do this in the morning. You can also purchase capsaicin capsules and swallow them with water if you simply can't handle the heat. Another way to use cayenne pepper is topically. There are many creams on the market that contain capsaicin. You can use these creams to treat skin infections, achy joints, and sore muscles by rubbing the cream into the afflicted area. Most people feel the irritation subside almost instantly. Now, always make sure to read the directions when applying a topical cayenne pepper cream onto your body. You never want to use too much. If you find that your skin or hands are burning from the cream, wash the area with vinegar water to counteract the capsaicin. So here's some final thoughts. Always use cayenne pepper with caution. At the end of the day, cayenne is still a hot pepper, and although it has many health benefits, using it incorrectly can do you more harm than good. Always check with your doctor to see if any of your medications might possibly interact negatively with cayenne pepper. And be careful to never inhale capsaicin powder into the lungs or get it into your eyes. You'll not be happy if you do. Use common sense when using cayenne pepper and reap the wonderful health benefits of this amazing superfood. And guys, like always, there is a little disclaimer here at the end. No, we are not doctors and we're not giving medical advice. We're merely sharing what we found to be helpful, and we assume no responsibility for the actions you choose to take yourself. Don't take our word for it. Do the research yourself before trying any home remedies and talk to your physician. All right, so I think this is a great article. I love all the information that it provides, and then it gives you some of the home remedies that you can use with how to do it, the directions, and also how to use it. So I love articles like this. I think they provide a lot of value. So I'm not going to add too much more to this, all to say that I have used cayenne pepper capsules. And so one of the things that you've got to really, you know, you've got to try this out. I love what they're saying here about starting off slow, because I started taking a capsule. I think it was 40,000 BTUs or something like that. I think that's right. But anyway, I was just looking at it recently. But I took that sucker and went to work. I took it with all my other vitamins and went to work like nothing. And let me tell you, by the time I was in halfway to work, my chest was on fire. Let me tell you, it was on fire. And I hadn't eaten anything. I think I was going to get breakfast at work or something. And so, I mean, I was on fire. It was burning so bad. And it felt a lot like just really severe reflux, if you've ever had that before. And it just felt burning all up and down. So I knew that I probably couldn't take it just like that on an empty stomach. Although I can take all the other vitamins fine. And actually right now I'm only taking SurvivaGuard vitamins. But I have found that with cayenne pepper, I really needed to eat something substantial. So it's almost to the point where I needed to eat something or take a couple of bites of something and then take the cayenne pepper and then take and then continue eating food. And even at that, it was still burning. Now, I stopped taking it, especially when I started taking Survival Guard, because there's just so much. I mean, everything is packed into that one vitamin that I'm taking there. So I'm not really taking the cayenne pepper, although I've started to add it to my little tonic that I drink every morning. But just let me tell you, the starting off slow part is important. Now, I heard that it builds up and eventually you get used to it, but you still feel that burning. So if you feel that, that's something to consider, right? Because that can set off, you know, a bunch of reflux in you, and that can cause a lot of other problems. So I highly recommend that you start off slow, that you, you know, maybe you start adding it to, you know, if you're using it in powder form, you know, you start adding it to a little bit, some, you know, to some drinks, like she talked about here, do some tea. If you like a hot, spicy tea, you can do that, you know, especially in the wintertime when you're wanting something to soothe your throat. You want to open up the congestion that you have. This is definitely something that you can use, and you don't need a whole lot. So for instance, these capsules that I have, I can open those up and just use a little bit of that, you know, of that capsule. If you want to buy it in a powdery form, you can buy it off of Amazon. Just, you know, look at the reviews and look what, you know, make sure that it's, you know, it's from a reputable dealer. I know that I bought some when I made a hot echinacea drink a tincture that I made. I got a recipe off the internet, and I got mine off of Mountain Rose Herbs, or I guess I'm saying it wrong. I can't remember. It's been so long since I've ordered it, but I've ordered plenty. I mean, I think I have enough for the zombie apocalypse. I guess I wasn't realizing how much it was, and so I have a bunch of it, right? So I'm good to go there. But anyway, so there you have it. There's so many benefits. There's so many ways you can use it. Start off small, and like I said, if you are congested, whatever, you know, do a chamomile tea, but drop a little bit, you know, and a 1/8 of a teaspoon of it into your drink, and see if that helps, you know. And there's just so many benefits from this. I think this was a great article that provides a lot of value that you're going to want to revisit, or even maybe come and print it off, and maybe save some of the home remedies for the future for you. So like I said, like always, I'm going to link to it in the show notes, and you'll be good to go. You can go get that over there from newlifeonahomestead.com. All right, everyone. Well, that is it for episode 487. Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. You can head on over to theprepperwebsitepodcast.com. And that way you never miss another episode of Sweet Prepper Goodness. And take a moment to connect with me. I have a ton of ways to connect in the show notes. And with that, choose to live a more self-reliant life. Choose not to be so dependent on the government, grid, or the grind. Until tomorrow, stay prepped and aware. Peace.